Hello, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. Today is a rather special interview today. I have with me
Eva Mathieson, who is the head of human resources for DHL Global Forward in Middle East and Africa. She's also the global lead for gender diversity initiative for DHL Forwarding and Freight. Something about Eva is she's worked in Kenya for 2 years and calls Kenya her second home.
And being International Women's Day, we want to talk about, well, women, I hope you guessed that. And we're going to discuss some of the things that women experience at the workplace and the status of gender equality in the logistics industry and what are some of the steps that we would like to take just to improve that. Welcome to the show, Eva.
Thank you for inviting.
Let's get right to it. I feel like it's impossible to have any conversation at this time without talking about the coronavirus. And we know how the pandemic has affected women differently in other sectors in life. So for example, we had changes in access to healthcare, especially reproductive health for women because of the pandemic. But then how has the pandemic affected women differently in the workplace?
Yeah, I think there are many aspects here, right? So we've seen definitely that it changed not only for women, but for the colleagues, the whole working from home, the whole change there will definitely not be something that will go back as we know before. So there will be a change definitely more long term. We also see from reports, I think we've seen a McKinsey report in terms of like the backdrop in women at the workplace. Also, we have reports seen that UN reported in terms of like more than 500,000 of women that will lose their job as a consequence of COVID. And it will increase definitely the gender employment gap. So we also see that more and more when it comes to working from home, a lot of the women, they are taking a lot of the responsibilities as well back at home. Yeah. At the same time, what we also experience is in the workplace, we have approximately in our Middle East and Africa region, a 50% working from home, some countries even full time. And as a consequence there, you, when we're talking about new opportunities, role opportunities, the question here is that going to be an oversight for next job opportunity? So I do see that as a possible risk. So we are working on that in terms of visibility. And that's also an aspect that we will see with our male colleagues. And I think this whole topic, it's important that we promote that responsibility, to share that responsibility with our male colleagues. So in the whole initiative that we're taking in DHL, we're also having the more and more around the table, the dialogue is also more shared with our colleagues. And I'm very happy on this day to see also their engagement take part of that.
Thank you so much for really going into detail with that question. Just to sort of move closer to home, what is the status of gender equality in the logistics industry in Middle East Africa compared to, you know, other parts of the world?
Yeah. So we're still, I mean, logistics is known to be a quite male-dominated industry, right? So that's no exception in MEA overall. Yeah. So the equality, it has made a good progress over the past years. But if you really look at the World Economic Forum and the statistics that they post, we still have quite some countries that are ranking low. If I look at our own region, so if I look at our at DGF there, DHL Global Forwarding, I'm really proud to say that we do have a strong presence of female leaders. So we have more than 34% at the moment across the board and in our large countries, like in South Africa, also like Turkey, Egypt, we have a very good representation of women in management. We have more than 30% country managers. So I think that's quite good to see how we progressed over the years.
You know, now that you've talked about, you know, women in leadership, I understand that DHL has at least one in every five middle and upper management positions occupied by women, of course, including yourself. Based on the company's experience, why do you think it is important to have gender equality in leadership? And how are women like you in DHL shaping the company for the better?
Yeah. So yeah, 1 out of 5, is that ambitious enough? I think we're striving for more here. So we're growing steadily. And I think I know the ambition is to definitely increase that, to have that 1 out of 3. So it's a journey. The journey is taking its time, but I'm really happy to see that more and more women on the board. I started here in the Middle East, alone on the board. We recently had another lady joining our board, and I really see by another lady joining the board, I see a difference in the conversations. It's other questions, other perspectives, helping also to think about discussion around innovation, also the competitiveness. It's definitely contributing to these elements. And I think in general, it's diversity as a whole, right? In this case, gender diversity has been a high priority last year and this year in our business unit. We're also expanding that to diversity in all aspects, in all the teams of diversity.
You've talked about the vision, trying to move from 1 in every 5 to hopefully 1 in every in the future. There's this initiative at DHL called Women at DHL Initiative. Tell us more about it. Like, what was the rationale behind the formation of this initiative, and what are some of the things that you've achieved so far? And perhaps, what are you looking into the future?
Yeah, that's my favorite question. That's what I've been really working on over the last 2 years. So we basically really see that how we can get, we have this, on one hand, these talented women, how can we bring them up? What's stopping them to grow? Because in logistics, as we said, we have maybe leadership, the number is not as high as we want as our ambition. But at the same time, at the entry level, we have a very good balance at almost 50%. So we were really wondering, at which levels are they stuck and where can we make a difference? So we really want to know your numbers. So we're really looking at the different levels to get better visibility on that per region. So that transparency for us is very important to know as well how many people apply for the roles. Do we have enough applications from our female colleagues? What stops them from applying? So then we worked a lot on the work arrangement. So that's really that part that COVID has, in a way, also fast-tracked. I don't think that we would have been at that flexible policies as we have it now so fast as COVID helped with that. Then in terms of our talent management, we have a good program developed internally. So we have already the third edition and another 30 women going through that program. At the same time, we're also looking strongly at mentoring. Then we have a very important part, and I think that last year was really something achieved very well, is overall the awareness. So we partnered as well with some organizations to build some more learning series. So we had a good reach internally. At the same time, we also implemented the Unremarkable workshops by Google. So that works very well for any underrepresented groups. So we continue rolling that out. And for this year, I think the partnership with International Women's Day is something that we established. We are continuing on the learning series. So that means that we want to really leverage on that internal network. I mean, DPDHL is a large organization. So with 500,000 people, it is very important that you also stimulate that internal networking, which is helping for opportunities. And then, as I already touched base, the mentoring is something that we want to encourage more and more, and we see people really benefiting from that.
You know, one of the things that we're really, really passionate about at the Kenyan Wall Street is the achievements of women. And we feel like sharing the achievements of women at the workplace is important in inspiring, especially the younger generation of women, so they have people to look up to, both to learn and for a mentorship. I understand that you were actually awarded as a Female Executive of the Year by the Stevie Awards in 2020. What are some of the ways you feel like we can recognize the achievements of women, both internally at DHL and externally in business in general?
Yeah, I think it's really good to see, like, in terms of internal CEO HR awards, this is really giving a good internal attention to the topic, and it shows the commitment as well from our, like, senior leadership. At the same time, as you mentioned, like, these external awards, they give that extra part. Also, it's not just for marketing purposes. People really ask also, like, what have you been doing? You get also the opportunity to benchmark more with other organizations, where they stand, what have they been doing. And I think here in the Middle East, I'm really pleased to be part of the MENA D&I community. And this is a very good resource for me as well to see where do we stand with our initiatives. And where do we possibly lag behind that we want to use? So yes, it's a good way for me personally for best practices.
Where do you imagine gender equality, especially in MEA, in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I was just reflecting on that and becoming a mom in a couple of months myself of a little baby girl. I think I really dream of, not in 5 years, but in a couple of years, I really dream that this is not going to be a strong topic anymore, and that we can talk about new topics and new challenges that we will face. But I'm quite positive about it. If I look again at our own region, and I really see some of my sisters leading their countries, their region, and in Africa, we have, as I mentioned, in the region, 8 country managers, female out of the 24. So it's really good to see how they're doing. And I would like to have a 50% there. Besides that, some of them we have, like, in the Middle East, in our Arabian cluster, that is led by Sue Donegan. So she's like one of our female leads. Also, our humanitarian logistics center is led by Fatima. So we really see that expanding, and it's exciting, and I see more and more support among them as well. So I'm hosting every month, like I call it Remarkable Tuesday. So every month we host that with this community, and it's to share also, like, what are your achievements professionally, personally of this month. We have also guests internally, like from different business units, that are joining these sessions. So that's to leverage on that internal network. And yeah, I really dream that this is expanding for the future beyond 2025.
Thank you so much, and congratulations, by the way. As we approach the end of the interview, it's International Women's Day. Any special message that you have for us?
Yeah, I think we definitely, as an organization and being partner of this International Women's Day, we want to reinforce our commitment as an organization. So we stand for and the gender diversity, but diversity and inclusion as a whole. We want to make sure that people really understand what it means to lead with inclusion. And secondly, I mean, it's a good opportunity as well to create also external awareness of DHL as being an employer that is embedding that critical part really in our strategic business goals. And if you look at our engagement trail map, yeah, it is really a marked day. So because we want to encourage everyone to be an ally in this initiative and in days like today.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I admire the work that you personally do, Eva. I read about you a little bit, and I am looking forward to talking to you about gender diversity and other areas of interest that would make workplaces a more inclusive and a better working environment. I think this is all what I had for today. Happy International Women's Day, and I look forward to having you again.
Thank you, Ellie.